For undocumented immigrants and their families, this is a frightening time. Reporter Jasmine Guards spent the morning at a day laborer center in Queens, New York, where immigrant workers go to get work in construction, house cleaning, painting jobs, stuff like that. She joins us now. Jazz, what's the mood at the center like?
Sure, I'm right outside of here, and the mood is a lot of fear, a lot of confusion. It's a grim mood. I had a pretty hard time getting someone to talk to me. I did manage to get an Ecuadorian immigrant who, we're withholding his last name. His first name is Rafael, and he talked to me a little bit about how people are feeling right now.
Ellos temen, pues digamos, están esperando que ojalá no se lleve eso porque aquí en Nueva York hubiera.
And what he's saying is people are very afraid right now, and he thinks that if this goes through in New York City, it's going to be catastrophic. You know, and he echoed the sentiment of a lot of day laborers and immigrants, which is why not use these resources for, you know, going after high-profile criminals? You know, why go after people who often have, like, a minor violation?
Is there still a sense that major criminals are going to be targeted and everyday people will be left alone?
No, there's a sense, first of all, there's a sense of complete confusion of, you know, one day it's one piece of information, the next day it's another. But there's also a sense that, you know, anything can happen right now. I spoke to one of the day labor organizers, Charlie Uruchima, and this is what he had to say.
I think at first when, like, Trump got elected, it was like, oh, it's the criminals, it's the bad people, it's those people that drink on the street, those people that steal, those people that we don't like, they're going to be deported. But then now slowly it's kind of coming to home where it's like, well, we're at risk too. Even if we have residency in this country, you know, we're at risk too.
So do people have a plan for action? Do they know what's next?
What I'm hearing is a lot of places like this day labor organization are doing clinics, know your rights, don't open the door if you don't have a warrant. And there's protests ongoing. But you know what? A lot of people have been talking to me about this sense of maybe it's time to go back home. I spoke to one woman she organizes women who are day laborers. Her name is Maritza Ortiz. And this is what she told me.
Tengo muchos conocidos que ya están pensando en comprar su boleto y ellos mismos irse, como dicen aquí.
She says a lot of people she knows are thinking of buying a ticket back home and self-deporting, as they say. And, you know, some people are thinking, let's wait until the winter time. But also, she says, the economy is not that great right now if you're a migrant worker. So some people are just starting to buy those tickets.
The world's Jasmine Guards. Thanks a lot, Jess.
Thank you, Rupa.